it is the lawful thing to do in the first place. And it's very good news for Namibia, for peace and stability, and eventually for our national security.
So what does that mean for Ndetwa? Do you think she's ready for the job?
Yes, indeed. She has been ready. She has a very wide experience. She was part and parcel of the liberation struggle that took place about 33 years ago. She has been a senior cabinet minister. She has been vice president for SWAPO, at least for the last 5 years. She has a wide experience, and she is really, really up to the job.
We know that President Ginga is stepping down because he has served two terms. Tell us something about Namibia democracy, the maturity of Namibian democracy.
It is indeed the maturity and still maturing. Remember, we've been only independent for the last 33 years, but we were lucky to have also gotten our independence about that time after the collapse of the Soviet Union and the end of Cold War. And our constitution is such that it is actually an international document founded upon the principles of a universal declaration of human rights. So guaranteeing democracy, the rule of law, and justice for all. So this was a very good start. At least we have it on paper. Now we have to put it into practice, and the indications are we have been doing not so bad up to today.
Now, how is the ruling party doing? I mean, what are the chances for the ruling party in the coming election? I'm talking about SWAPO.
The chances for SWAPO looks even better now after its image was bitterly tainted through allegations of corruption, an incident called Fish Rod Scandal. And Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah has made it very clear that corruption will not be tolerated, and that has somehow fired up the public. And you see a lot of people who have resigned from SWAPO and joined opposition parties are now returning. And that is a clear indication that SWAPO have a very good chance again to win the election come 2024.